Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Al Parsha, and today we are going to be learning the third Aliyah in Parsha's Akev, that is Perek Tes, Pasuk Dalet, and Moshe Rabbeinu continues telling Klal Yisrael what they should beware of when they go into Eretz Yisrael. The Pasuk tells us, Al Tarmai B'Vavcha, do not say in your hearts, B'Hadayif Hashem Lekecha Yisam Mufanecha, when Hashem your God chases them away from before you, lame or saying, it's because of my righteousness that Hashem brought me to inherit this land, over Shas HaGoyim O'Ela Hashem Hashem Panecha, and because of the wickedness of these nations, Hashem chased them out from before you. It's not because of your righteousness and the uprightness of your heart, that you're coming to possess their land. It's because of the wickedness of these nations that Hashem your God is chasing them out from before you. And in order to establish the thing that Hashem your God promised your forefathers, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, you shall know. It's not because of your righteousness that Hashem your God gives you this good land as an inheritance. Kiyam Kshayarfat, because you're a stiff-necked people. And now Moshe Rabbeinu is going to tell them how stiff-necked they actually are. Zuchar al tishkach, remember, do not forget, es asher ktzavtes Hashem lekecha midbar, that which you provoked Hashem your God in the midbar, limin hayoyim asher atzosem Eretz Mitzrayim ad b'echem anukom hazeh, from the day that you left Eretz Mitzrayim until you come to this spot, mamrim hayisem im Hashem, you rebelled against Hashem. U'becharev ktzavtem as Hashem, and acharev, which is Har Sinai, you provoked Hashem, v'yisanaf Hashem bochem lashmineschem, Hashem became angry with you and wanted to destroy you. When I went up to the mountain to get the Luchas Avanim made out of stone, the Luchas Habres Asher Kras Hashem Imachem that Hashem sealed with you, and I was up on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights, I didn't eat bread, I didn't drink water, Hashem gave me the two Luchas written with the finger of God, and on them was written all of the words that Hashem spoke with you on the mountain from amidst the fire on the day of the gathering. And Vayihimi Ketzer Barim Yom Barim Laila, it was at the end of that 40 days and 40 nights, Nosan Hashem Elai Hashnei Luchas Havanim Luchas Habres, Hashem gave me those two Luchas Havanim, the Luchas Habres, Vayim Hashem Elai Hashem said to me, Kum Reid Maher Mizeh, get up and go down very quickly, Kishi Ches Amcha Asher Tzisim Mitzrayim, because the nation that you took out of Mitzrayim became corrupt. Saru Maher Menadarech Asher Tzivisim, they strayed very quickly from the path that I commanded them, Asu Lahem Asecha, they made for themselves a molten image, referring to the Egal Azov. Vayim Hashem Elai Lemar, Hashem said to me saying, I've seen this nation, it is a stiff-necked, a stubborn people. Leave me alone, and I'm going to destroy them. And I'm going to completely wipe out their name from underneath the heaven. I'm going to make you into a great nation, mightier and more numerous than them. I turned, I went down from the mountain, says Moshe Rabbeinu, and the mountain was burning in fire. And I was holding the two Luchas Habris, and I saw, and you had sinned Hashem your God, and you made for yourselves a molten calf. You had very quickly turned from the path that Hashem your God commanded you. And I took hold of the two luchas, and I threw them from my hands, and I broke them from in front of your eyes. And I threw myself down before Hashem like I did previously for 40 days and 40 nights, meaning he repeated this stay up in Shemayim for another 40 days and 40 nights. Lechem lechalti, umayim leshasisi, I didn't eat bread, I didn't drink water. I'll call chataschem asher chatasem, because of this sin that you sinned, laseis hara b'nei Hashem lachisoi, to do bad in the eyes of Hashem, to anger him. Ki agartim b'nei o'af achema, because I was frightened of the wrath and anger asher katsaf Hashem aleichem lashmineschem, that Hashem had been provoked against you to destroy you. Vahishma Hashem elai gam b'pam ahi, and Hashem listened to me even that time. Let's just see Rashi over here, pasuk yudches, to understand the timeline over here a little bit. Shinemar says the pasuk, va'ato el Hashem, now I'm going to go up to Hashem, ulai achapra, perhaps I can get forgiveness for you. But that time I went up, which is the second time Moshe Rabbeinu went up, I stayed there for 40 days. It turns out that those days completed on the 29th of Av, Shu Olav Yudches B'Tammuz, he went up on the 17th of Tammuz, Bayim Nisratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. At that time, Hashem completely forgave Klal Yisrael. He told Moshe, P'salacha Shnei Luchas, you should carve for yourself another two Luchas. Also, he went up another 40 days, Nimtzu Kalim B'Yom Kippurim. That third set of 40 days was finished on Yom Kippur. B'Yom Nisratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael B'Simcha, on that day, Hashem forgave Klal Yisrael B'Simcha. B'Amar Lo Moshe, he told Moshe, Solachti Kedvarecha, I've forgiven you like your words. Lakach Hokba L'Mechila V'Leslicha, that's why the day of Yom Kippur was set for a day of forgiveness and atonement. U'Minayshin Nisratz Baratin Shalom, how do we know that Hashem forgave them and he reconciled with them with complete goodwill? Shenemar B'Abayim Shaluchas Achronis, because it says in regards to the 40 last days that he got the second set of Luchas, V'Noichi Amarti B'Har Mar Kayam Harishanim, I stood on the mountain like the first days. Mar Harishanim Baratain, just like the first time Moshe Rabbeinu went up, it was Baratain, Afa Achan Baratain, so too the last time he went up. And Mar Me'atayim Tzayim Hayu Bekas, the middle days that he was up in Shemayim, those were not exactly the most Ratzain filled days. And let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf. Moshe Rabbeinu continues, Uva Aaron Hisanaf Hashem Ma'oil Hashmidai, and on Aaron Hashem also got very angry to destroy him. Vespalel Gambad Aaron Beisai, and I also davened for Aaron at that time. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf. Uva Aaron Hisanaf Hashem, Lafisha Shamu Lachem, because Aaron listened to you, Hashem got angry at Aaron also. Lashmidai, to destroy him. Zek Kilu Ibanim, this is referring to destroying or wiping out his children. Vechein Weimer, it also says, Vashmid Piriya Yimimal. Vespalel Gambad Aaron, I also davened for Aaron. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Vehoilot Filasi Lachaber Mechta, my tefillah at least helped that I was able to receive half atonement for him. Umesu Shnaim, and two died, that was not even Aviyu, Venishru Hashnaim, but the other two, they remained alive. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Veschatas Chamash Asisim as Egel, and regarding that sin that you sinned by the Egel, Lakachti Vesrif Oisei Boesh, I took it, I burned it in fire, Vaikas Oisei Tochen Hetev, and I pounded it and ground it very well, Adashur Dakla Afar, until it was fine as dust, Vaashlach Safari, and I threw its dust, El Anachal Yer Minhar, into the stream that was coming down from the mountain. And now Moshe Rabbeinu stops his description of the Egel and moves on to other times that it angered Hashem. Ovisavero of Masov, Kivris Hadavar, in these three places, Maktifim Yisim Es Hashem, you were provoking Hashem also. And when Hashem sent you from Kadesh Barnea saying, Alu or Shua Sa'art, go up and take over the land, Asher Nasati Lechem, that I've given to you, Vatamarus Pi Hashem Lakechem, and you rebelled against the word of Hashem your God, Veloyamantem Lane, you didn't believe him, Veloyamantem Makaila, and you didn't listen to his voice. Mamrim Hayisim Mashem, you've rebelled against Hashem, Miyoim Dati Eschem, from the day that I knew you. And now Moshe Rabbeinu goes back to describe in greater detail how he davened for Klal Yisrael for forgiveness for the Chet HaEgel. Vesnapali Fnei Hashem, and I threw myself down in front of Hashem. Esarboim Ayim Vesarboim Halayla Asher Snapalti, these 40 days and 40 nights that I threw myself down, Ki Omar Hashem L'Hashmin Eschem, because Hashem had said he was going to destroy you. Vesbalel Hashem V'Aymar, and I davened to Hashem and I said, Hashem Aleikim, Al Tashches Amcham Nachasecha, do not destroy your nation and your heritage, Asher Padisa Begad Lecha, that you redeemed with your greatness, Asher Atzeisim Mitzrayim Yer Chazaka, that you took out of Mitzrayim with a strong hand, Zuchar L'Avadecha, remember for the sake of your servants, La'avram Litzak Eliakov, Al Tefen El Kishim Amazeh, do not turn to the stubbornness of this nation, Vel Rishai Vel Chatasai, and to its wickedness and sin. And why should you not turn to their stubbornness, wickedness, and sin? That's because Pen Yamru Arts Asher Tzisanu Misham, less inhabitants of the land that we were taken out from there, say the following: Mibli Yichales Hashem, Hashem just lacked the ability Yulaviyam Al Arts Asher Dibar Lehem, to bring them to the land that He's told them of. Umisin Asher Hisham, and also because He hates them, Haitziam Lamisa Midbar, He took them out just to kill them in Midbar. The Haim Amcham Nachlasecha, for they are your nation and your heritage. Asher Haitzesa Bechachacha Gadol Vizrachan Utiya, that you took out with your great strength and your outstretched arm. We're going to stop here for the day and continue with Moshe Rabbeinu's description of how he davened for Klal Yisrael's forgiveness about the Chet HaEgel. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.